listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. No rain all day.
More weirdo
golf today.
No more weirdo golf stuff.
Rain sucks.
So Dustin, our guy Dustin.
Dustin sources, his sources.
He says, bro.
Oh, Carson Wentz.
He says, bro, sports cards, as in trading, as in baseball cards, basketball cards, things that have been around for a billion years. Sports cards have been so crazy, and there have been so many fights that Target started only selling on Fridays at 8 a.m. limit 3. Figured I'd see what the hype was about, so I got my ass up and got to Target at 8. I am number 30 in line. First guy in line just bought stuff and is getting back in line again. I asked him what time he got here this morning. He said 10 p.m. last night. Bro, and there was a fight too. This is effing insane. People are fighting over baseball cards. Now I need to see if my Jackie Robinson, how much it's worth. I need to sell it today.
Yesterday was Jackie Robinson Day. You could have sold it for a boatload.
You think I can get a million?
Yeah, 4 million probably. Sell it. I think so.
Do you think they'd also, on Jackie Robinson Day, buy a red Shane
Deese
card?
Is it an NFT of your card?
No, it's fungible. What about a red Shane Deese card?
What does that mean? I forget.
It means you can touch it.
Oh, you can touch a video, too. Look, I can touch my computer and see that
can my Pee-wee Reese get a million?
From the corner. What?
Can my Pee-wee Reese get a million?
2 million.
I got a Jackie Robinson, and I've got a Roberto Clemente.
What? A rookie?
Roberto Clemente. What?
Roberto Clemente. No, what?
Not rookie.
Guys.
That's one of my favorite players.
NFL win totals are out. Can you guess who?
Texans?
Guess who has the least amount of wins attached to their name?
Guess who has the what?
The Houston?
The least amount of wins.
The Houston football team.
4.5.
Can we just call them the Houston football team from now on?
No.
I like it.
How offensive is Texans that they need?
Really offensive.
It's pretty offensive right now.
The Texans.
And can we make them some other colors?
The Houston football team, as John wants to call them.
4.5.
So we figure out what our name is.
You think the number is 4.5?
4.5.
What do you think, Lance?
I think 4.5.
You guys are under. It's 5. They're tied with the Lions for the least amount of wins.
Easy. Under.
Yeah.
You think, and the Jets follow them with 6, along, and the Jags with 6 as well.
The Jags with 6?
I got Trevor Lawrence, the guy who doesn't love football.
Wow. I guess from now on, he's the guy.
This is Dell's
from now
thing.
On, he's the guy who doesn't love football.
He doesn't manna from heaven for Dell.
Yeah. And Dabo has compared Trevor Lawrence to Steph Curry.
Jordan and Steph Curry, he's coached.
You know, he's compared Deshaun to Mike. Now he's compared.
How come I'm only Steph? Well, the dude with the massages
who
is Michael
Taj
Jordan.
Boyd? Jay Sean Tate.
No, Taj Boyd's got him started down the road. Taj Boyd is probably his.
Who is Taj Boyd?
What would be?
The NBA.
Oh.
A really good.
Jerome
Bryce
Kersey?
Drew?
No, not even Jerome Kersey.
No.
Bryce Drew?
No, he beat.
If you look at his NFL
he beat
career.
LSU, and that got Clemson,
ball great.
Rolling.
Bryce Drew had a great college career.
Didn't he lose 70
to
nothing to West
beater.
Virginia?
And then that's why they hired Britt Venables.
No, Bryce, he's right. Taj Boyd is the Bryce
he's not,
Drew.
He's not going to compare to Bryce Drew.
Kind of is.
No, he'll probably call him
out. You can't call him.
He'll call him
Allen
Iverson.
He's got to be a white guy.
He'll say Allen Iverson.
We can't.
He'll be his Allen Iverson.
Do that.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Taj Boyd is the AI.
Of Clemson football? Sure.
Oh, no. He got lost 70 to nothing in West Virginia.
And then they beat LSU. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll call him. He didn't lose. That defense gave up 70 points. What did Taj Boyd do? He didn't give up 70 points.
I don't know about that.
He beat Ohio State in a bowl game. He beat LSU in a bowl game.
God, I don't remember any quarterback in between. It feels like it went from Taj Boyd to Deshaun
Kyle
to Trevor
Parker.
Lawrence.
That's what it did go to. And then they had a...
No, it didn't. There was somebody in between Taj and Deshaun.
No, Deshaun started 4 games his freshman year. They played some dude named Stroud who wasn't very good, but...
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Yeah.
He really went from Taj to Deshaun.
Stroud's son, wasn't it?
Or
nephew?
Stroud and Deshaun split time. Deshaun started some games, got hurt, so that gave that other kid some chances. But it pretty much was Taj Boyd, Deshaun. If Deshaun was healthy, he would have started more games. And then it went to... what's his name? Kelly Bryant for a year, and then Trevor Lawrence.
All right. And 904 ESPN. Let's get Jay in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk.
What's up, Jay?
Jay, how are you?
Hey, morning, guys. Hey.
How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Hey, much closer to home. Taj Boyd is Steve Francis. Hey, so when you talk about it from I think we're finding more. Hey, decent college career, turned it on late. When he got to the pros, had a little bit of success, but then fizzled out. Now there's nowhere to be found. When you look at, I think we're finding more information. If you would have told me before COVID and all this that people could be productive from home, I think most CEOs would have said, I still want butts and seats. So when you talk about these athletes, I think phenomenal skill over phenomenal will all the time. So, Lance, when you're making your evaluations, mm-hmm. and you hear things about work ethic, and you turn on the tape, and the kid just flat out shows up when the lights are brightest, does it even matter what happened Monday through Friday? I'm out, guys.
Well, ask Johnny Manziel.
Ask Jadeveon Clowney.
Ask Jadeveon Clowney. It 100% does. Jadeveon Clowney has phenomenal talent, not phenomenal skill. And that's a problem. Skill is a learned attribute. Talent and athleticism are often God-given. Skill is something you learn. And Jadeveon has not become skilled. He's not good with his hands. He doesn't know how to win around the edge and soften the edge, which helps to set up his inside move. His inside move, everyone knows, is his most dangerous move. Jab, step right, shoots in, or even off the snap, shoot the B gap. Everyone knows that's his move. And so that's why he never has double-digit sacks. He can't get there because he's not as skilled. Johnny Manziel was great on Saturday. He was great. But if you don't show up to practices, if you don't have work ethic, you're not gonna be around for long. Johnny's another one. Bugra Shugra.
What about DeAndre Hopkins?
D-Hop is one of those guys who is a bit of an anomaly. I don't know how often he practices. Not as much as he should, and he has incredible will. But you were just saying you take incredible skill over incredible will.
I don't know that DeAndre Hopkins doesn't have incredible will. DeAndre Hopkins may be going about it the right way in that he's saving his body, which is gets beat to snot every Sunday.
There's a right way and wrong way. Like, you need to be practicing with your team. You can't just opt out because you just don't feel like it.
Now, I don't know that he doesn't feel like it as opposed to...
No. He doesn't. That's a lock. Yeah. I've heard that from Arizona and Houston. DeAndre doesn't feel like practicing. That's a real thing. Andre Johnson would get days off. Larry Fitzgerald gets days off for physical stuff. DeAndre doesn't want to practice. That's just a real thing. What's unusual, and he is the outlier here, is usually if you don't have that, you're not going to be as willful on game days. He is extraordinarily willful on game days, which is a little unusual, you know. When the ball's up in the air, it's his, and that's all there is to it. It's not your ball. It's his ball. And guys like that are kind of rare. But, yeah, if you give me a team full of DeAndre Hopkins, we'll figure something out. Let's figure something out. But that ain't Jadeveon Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney, he plays pretty hard on Sunday, but his skill level isn't like DeAndre Hopkins. Hop has learned skills. Hop is skilled.
Yeah.
It's creating separation, at creating catch space, at finishing catches, his concentration level. Jadeveon Clowney's just a big, explosive guy who uses his athleticism to create some disruption. Hop is super skilled. So I would always rather have more skill than being like Zach Thomas, one of Dell's idols growing up. Zach Thomas is a guy who, was one of Dell's idols, like Larry is on Zach Thomas.
He's just very reckless. How is Zach Thomas one of my idols? You think I wanted to?
He's a Miami linebacker.
You think I wanted to be as a kid a short, stout middle linebacker from Texas Tech?
52, whatever, you had your 52 jersey.
It was 54. You think I wanted to be that? Knock it off.
I think there's a chance.
No. He was a
Dolphin.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Zach Thomas played way better.
You wanted to be Matt Stevens.
Wes Welker, those guys were like incredibly willful guys in the way that they played. Julian Edelman. And that's great. And you can have a great career. I mean, the all-time greats.
Yeah.
All-time greats. Are like Mike. So one of the all-time greats who was undersized was Mike Singletary. That's kind of rare. That's pretty rare. Usually the all-time greats are pretty freaky in terms of attributes they have.
Yeah.
You're not just willful. You have great physical attributes. So, I'd rather have that, but it didn't have to be one or the other. It didn't have to be one or the other, Jay. You can have, in fact, Michael Jordan was both Kobe was both.
You don't mind
LeBron
having the guys,
both.
Though, that are the unbelievable will. I mean, I watched the greater Brandon Burlesworth movie. I mean, that dude willed that team to be just great.
That's, who was he?
And he was a guard.
Didn't
he
die in a car accident?
In a car wreck.
Yeah, what was it about?
About him. Arkansas.
He was a walk-on that turned into an
oh,
All-American.
There's an award named after him now. Yeah.
Yeah, right. The best walk-on in the country.
Yeah. That's Burlesworth. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
That's why when I talk to the young people, I say, you guys, I mean, sometimes skill will be there. Sometimes will be there. If you combine it, so you get Larry Hughes. So you guys need to be the next Larry Hughes.
Larry Hughes is a great example of what not to be.
No, skill plus will.
I thought you were going to say Larry Fitzgerald.
No, Larry Hughes.
Larry Hughes is that guy who's like, yeah, he's really, he was never as good as he should have been.
Well, Larry Hughes was a guy who was known for, I'm just playing it because I'm pretty good at it.
Honestly.
How about Stromile Swift? The Stromile Swift Award.
I don't know if he didn't care.
Larry Hughes, the Larry Hughes has become like middling, like they last a long time. How long did Larry play? And never really busted a grape in terms of public consciousness. Like, man, the great Larry Hughes. Oh, Larry Hughes is coming to town.
Larry Hughes,
you know who was kind of like that a little bit? I hate to say it, was T-Mac. I think T-Mac had some of that,
Hall
too.
Hall of Famer?
Yeah, but I think T-Mac had some of that great athlete. I'm not sure that T-Mac was.
He insulted him a little bit. He said he never worked on his body type.
He didn't have to.
He was so great. Larry
he
Hughes
just
had
working
the,
on his Hall of
had,
Fame career.
Had the reputation of being a guy who only played basketball because he was pretty good at it. Like, I didn't. I mean, look, I would do something else if I was good at that. But I'm doing this.
I don't mind that though. I look at all the money he made. I'm pretty good at this.
I'm pretty good. I'll play this.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
I don't mind it. That's how I would have gone about it.
There's lots of.
If I was good enough, that's how I would have gone about it.
I'm with you, honestly.
Right. 713-780-3776. Let's take one here on the other side. What this story is out for some reason. What team still wants Deshaun? Next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
But first, I want to tell you about my friends over at Texas Custom Patios, and I do consider Stephen Shell a friend. He actually told me about an urgent care place to go when my daughter broke her arm. As a matter of fact, when I jacked up my shoulder, I went to the same place. But this is the thing. When you are looking to do something at your home to take it to the next level, maybe turn your house into a home, you say, God, I want what I see when I go to other people's houses. And you may think it's beyond what you can have, but it's really not. Go to tcplance.com, and they have different financing available. They have different types of packages available where you can, you know, you're kind of in charge of what you want at your home. They'll design it for you. They give you a CAD drawing of it, so it looks exactly. The rendering is so lifelike, you won't believe it. But you really can have that outdoor patio space, that outdoor living area, the outdoor kitchen, the additional room. They can build sunrooms for you as well. And it really takes your house not only from a house to a home, but also increases the value of your home on the open market. Make sure that you check out all their great work at Texas Custom Patios. It'll blow you away. They're the best in Texas. But look at my backyard specifically and see what they did for little old me. At tcplance.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 9:16 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So what team allegedly still has interest in Deshaun Watson as of right now?
Panthers.
Panthers is correct, sir.
Says who? Peter King?
Sportsnaut says it. No. Matt Johnson. No. Oh, no, Peter King says it.
Yeah.
Still believes the Panthers could put themselves in the running for Watson. It would take his legal issues being figured out, a process that could take months, but Darnold isn't viewed as the kind of player who would stop a pursuit of Houston's Pro Bowl quarterback.
It would not shock me if he got that from a podcast I did. Because I put that out there. I do not think it's this year, by the way. I do think the Panthers, I've been telling everyone, Panthers are a team to watch.
Mm-mm.
And not this year. It's not happening this year. But next year, after they get a test run of Sam Darnold to figure out what they think, I do think Deshaun in Carolina is a possibility. And I think Deshaun next year, he's not going to be Deshaun nitpicking teams like, I don't like Philadelphia's wide receivers. I don't like this team's this. It's going to be, I don't want to go just anywhere, but I'm willing to go in more places than previously. And I think Philadelphia could be in play too. I really do. They took Mike Vick after he did prison time. He did his punishment.
Yeah.
I don't condone what he did. I thought it was horrific. But Philadelphia ended up accepting him. He had a couple animal rights groups that picketed outside the stadium. It mostly went away. They were probably beaten up by other Eagles fans. And then Mike Vick was there. I think Deshaun Watson, if he opens up Philadelphia, depending on what happens with Jalen Hurts, that actually is one that would make a lot of sense next year. If Jalen is not the quarterback that they like and they don't draft a quarterback this year, that would be a Deshaun spot too. And I think Philadelphia would embrace Deshaun. I think they would love Deshaun. Carolina, Philadelphia, I think you have to consider the Pittsburgh Steelers if they're okay with him. I don't think they're going to have a problem with Deshaun Watson's character necessarily. It depends on how they get to love him. The Rooneys come in and scratch people off the board. They tell them, okay, this guy's got all this going on, and the Rooneys say, okay, let's keep it on. So the Rooneys will discuss this whole thing. But Detroit could be in play. He wouldn't want to go to Detroit. But they could be in play if they want to get rid of Jared Goff. It's amazing how many different – Seattle might be in play down the road. You never know. With the way that they are dealing with Russell Wilson, you could see a team like the Saints in play, the Atlanta Falcons in play. Listen, it's going to be okay.
Well,
from a Texans fan standpoint, there's going to be value for him at some point.
So let's just say it's all behind him. There are multiple now police investigations. So that's got to be cleared up. Maybe they'll drop the charges if there's a settlement. Maybe we'll see. He says this, for Houston, the potential of landing three future first-round picks and additional assets for Watson is now gone. While teams like the Panthers, Broncos, and Philadelphia Eagles still have some interest, the Texans' leverage in negotiations is gone. What is the price going to be? Let's say it's next offseason. Deshaun sits, either he doesn't play, and the Texans just say, okay, don't show up, that's fine. Or he's on the exempt list, or he's suspended, and he goes through his suspension. That's all fine. Get it all behind you. I really don't mind if he does get suspended this year. And if it's all done, it's over with, it absolutely does.
The longer that you don't have that in your way, the more valuable. Yeah. Like Deshaun is going to become much more valuable. He's going to become much more valuable next offseason. This idea, three firsts is gone this year. Three firsts is back next year. All these teams, they're not going to want to let you know that. I don't know, Texans.
Yeah.
They'll try to use it. But Deshaun is worth three firsts next year, without question.
Yeah. No, I agree. But it's got to be behind him. And I think Florio was dead on yesterday. He, talking about, get this done, dude. Get it
if
done.
If you didn't hear Mike Florio, you really should
listen. Get the suspension done. Get the exempt done. Get the suspension done. Get the settlements. Get the criminal investigation out of the way. Do it as fast as possible. Spend the money. Pay the money. But the longer you go, the more Rusty Harden has to investigate. The more Rusty Harden is working on this thing, you're still going to have to end up settling. You're just throwing money away. If your initial premise was, I'm not going to settle with those women because I'm not going to waste that money. You're burning money right now. Every day you're burning money that Rusty Harden is working on this thing. So get it out of the way. Get your suspension out of the way. And then you can get to another team. Because I don't see any scenario with the Texans, with Janice and Cal and Easterby. I just don't see any scenario where Deshaun takes the field again in a Houston football team uniform. I just don't see it.
So we're doing that now.
What?
We're going to call them the Houston football team.
Are they a football team in Houston?
What do you mean we're doing it?
He just did it again.
Houston
so we're not referring to them by their
I'm not
going
to refer to him by that name.
Not until the new Texans come back. Not until the new Texans are here. What is our new thing that we get to cheer for? No, they're Houston football team. And then once Nick Caserio fixes this, if he fixes it, they become Houston Texans again.
You mean the guy
or
who...
Or if we want to change names, I'm fine with that.
The guy who had a hand in that bad Patriots roster?
He can't hear you because his hand is so heavy. He can't even put his hand up to his ear to do the ear move because his hand is so heavy with championship rings.
You think he's the reason for those championships?
He might have Lance's shoulder. Can't lift it.
So you think he is the reason for the championships?
Yeah. Well,
not Nick Caserio. Not the guy.
You're telling me he's the reason for the bad things, but not the championships?
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
So the guy who just left and won a championship in his first year for a team who hadn't won a title and hadn't been a real team since the early 2000s is not the guy responsible? You know, the Tom Brady dude?
He's
Nick Caserio.
A hand in it.
Yeah. Oh, he was there, I'm sure.
Oh, let's see. Was he the one throwing to Rob Gronkowski who Nick Caserio probably
drafted? Nick Caserio decide to bring back Brendan Hargraves?
Nick Caserio
Did he?
Culley's decision.
Oh, okay.
We're putting that on Culley's tab.
Did he or did he not?
When other teams come in here with slower receivers, you've got Vernon Hargraves here to cover them.
A slow, small cornerback is what you're looking for?
Right. Yes.
Takes a basketball team, they say.
Are all receivers running 4.4s? No. When they're not, when they're 4.8, here comes Vernon.
You think he can cover a 4.8 guy?
Yep. That's right.
You know what Nick Caserio did? I don't know. Did you like Rob Gronkowski? Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Did you like whenever he grabbed Sebastian Vollmer in the second round when he scouted him? Yeah, all of a sudden that was fine.
You think
Logan Mankins? That was a Nick Caserio joint.
What about the decision to trade for N'Keal Harry? Not N'Keal Harry, but that's another one.
For
Mohamed Sanu for a second round pick.
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked about
Stephon
that.
Stephon Gilmore.
That was a Bill Belichick move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Stephon Gilmore, how'd that work out?
That was a Caserio move. I'm glad you brought that one up.
What about the two tight ends he drafted last year who had to be replaced by two free agency tight ends this year?
Asiasi and who I liked.
And the other one. And the Dalton Keane.
That's a Bill Belichick move if I've ever seen.
Okay.
Nick Caserio drafts real Sony football.
Michelle? They had a fullback throwing to him. That's why they weren't any good.
Well, Sony Michel?
He got outvoted by Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft.
I see.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's not.
You know what I love? How you're not acting like your guy LeBron who decides who's going to be on his roster.
Why do you always put guys on me? Why?
Your guy LeBron who decides I want him. I want him. I want Anthony Davis.
How many titles did LeBron win?
He won a few, not as many as Tom Brady. Yeah. But what they did, you never talk about the fact that Tom Brady goes, I want Sony Michel. I want Devin Asiasi.
You think
then he left, of course, after they drafted him.
You think Tom Brady said he wanted Devin Asiasi?
Yeah. And then of course they had a falling out. Dalton Kings, he didn't draft him early enough.
Of course.
But how do we know that Tom Brady wasn't demanding that some of these guys were drafted?
Oh, I want to trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
He might have said that.
He did say that, probably.
What should we get for him? Two ones? No, just a two. By all measures, that was one of the worst trades.
Nick Caserio trade, by the way.
Let me ask you this question. You did the Texans. They're five. Their number is five.
Mm-hmm.
Five wins this year.
Mm-hmm.
Under. What about the Chiefs at 11.5? I'm going under.
Yeah. Yeah. 11.5 always seems low when you're going 11.5 Chiefs can win 13, 14.
Out of 17 games, you think they're going to win less than that out of 17 games?
So.
Oh yeah. 17.
It's 17 games. 17 games now. That's true.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a good number.
I like over then. 12-5, but 12-5 ain't.
No, I can still see 11-6.
You can?
Yeah, sure.
Ooh. I think
you could see 11-5. Why can you not see 11-6?
Ooh, because I think five losses is going to be a lot for him. But you guys didn't hear the conversation the other day. A guy called in and he said, hey, guys, why are you so down on the Texans? Look at how many games they lost by 6 points or less. And they were like, oh, really? And they did. They lost by one score. They lost a bunch of games.
Name the teams.
And they went, oh, yeah? Well, let's take a look. Let's take a little look at the Chiefs. See, bad teams lose close games. Good teams win close games. It's the NFL. They're all close games.
Chiefs could have lost a lot of. That's what I'm saying. Every year they say three games could flip on you.
Chiefs beat the Falcons by three. Beat the Saints by three. Beat the Dolphins by six. Beat Broncos by six. Tampa by three. Las Vegas by 4. These are all
Tampa
in a row.
Tampa took a
Carolina
miracle.
Carolina by 2. These are all in a row.
Yeah.
That they're winning week no, in, they were week out by switch. Less than by less okay. than a touchdown.
What did they? How many games did they win last year?
They won 14.
Okay. They could have been easily a 10-win season.
Well, I will say this. The Chiefs,
offensive line was exposed now.
The Chiefs
now,
were,
had injuries.
Well, some of those games are... Yeah, the Chiefs were up 30-10 against the Dolphins. And then in the fourth quarter, it got a little bit
well
tight.
Well aware. Right.
They were way
signed
up.
Action on it.
Good, I'm glad you lost.
What a bunch of losers they were. And that kicker was a loser, and they had a kick blocked. You remember that, Dell?
Yeah.
What an atrocity.
And then
but Tampa, they shouldn't have won.
No, they're a big Tampa. Tampa's the team who fought back and made it close. Remember when Tyreek Hill was roasting Carlton Davis?
No, but the second... Oh, yeah, you're right. Tampa lost another game. Tampa screwed something up. In
the Chiefs are...
Right. Oh, no, Arizona lost.
What about Carolina? 33-31.
I don't remember
what about
the scenario.
Vegas?
But there are a couple of the games where the Chiefs are a light switch team, where they'll turn it on and turn it off and stuff like that.
But, yeah, well, I don't believe... Listen, I don't think 5 losses. No way. You got to go over on that.
And
but if
17,
it was a 16-game season, I'd go under. I'd go under.
But there's an extra... I forgot who their extra game will be, but, yeah, that's 12-5. It seems reasonable at a minimum for them.
Yeah. I mean, that's a low number for them. You would think it'd be 12 at least for them. And I don't know Tampa. See, Tampa wasn't as nearly as dominant.
Vegas never makes it that high, though, because they understand that every season you got plus or minus 3 games that can go the other way on you. So a 6-win team can turn into a 9-win team very quickly in the same year. And what you just read perfectly illustrates that. Only you had more of them go in their favor, an unusual amount go in their favor.
Well, they all went in their favor.
So they all went in their favor, 6 of them. Let's say only half of them went in their favor. Then all of a sudden, that team that won 14 games has won 11 games. And that seems pretty reasonable for how they played. They didn't play like a 14-win team. They kept hitting the switch and winning games late. And it caught up with them eventually. I mean, it really
well,
did.
Well, I think the offensive injuries on the offensive line caught up with them. Tampa, you know, I mean, if he had some time, Patrick Mahomes probably would have been better. They rushed for 6. Edwards-Helaire had 64 yards. He threw for 270. He had no time whatsoever. That offensive line thing was kind of a big deal. That's what got Brady, right, with the Giants twice? That defensive line dominating?
Yeah.
Tampa dominated. How is their offensive line this year?
Well, they brought in Joe Thuney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They still need to answer. They
have pay big money.
Rimmers is coming back, but they need another tackle.
Yeah. So that's what you got them taken?
Yeah, they're desperate. I may have had them taking Landon Dickerson. They need help along the offensive line. They're going to pick probably 3 offensive linemen in a draft.
Yeah.
So the problem is they're reaching possibly with the pick there at the end of the first, but you do get them for 5 years. But this is actually a pretty good draft for tackles and guards. In rounds 2 through 5, it's got rare depth if you need a tackle. Texans don't, so whatever. But it does have some depth at center and guard too. So if the Texans wanted to look in that direction, they actually could find something in round 4 and 5. You usually can find something in round 5 with centers, but there's pretty decent guards in round 4 and 5 that I think could help the Texans. I think there are some corners. There's going to be a big cornerback run in round 2, which concerns me for the Texans. There's a kid out of Syracuse I really like, Milifonwu, who I think will be a good player. And a John Reed guy. You can get rid of John Reed and go get Brown.
Whatever.
Shakur Brown from Michigan State. You'll get a much better football
player. 930 ESPN 97.5. Being a champion is the important thing. And if you're looking to be a champion with a locally owned and operated company, that's awfully important. Secondly, just the service, which is second to none. J.D. Power and Associates says it's the best. It has been. I don't know how many years running. It's unbelievable how good they are. And then lastly, the price. And I keep on telling you this, and I'm telling you, everyone seems to be amazed after they sign up with Champion Energy that it's just awesome. It is just awesome what you pay. My bill was so low again this month. I'm telling you, if you're looking for the best way, if you're not completely satisfied or your bill is just, you figure, wow, this is just too high, champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit hrp.net today.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 934 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. You're listening on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 and on the app. Just look it up. Just go to the app, and if you have any problems listening to us, you don't want that. So how do you think this is going to end for La Cantera? Apparently, Alex Bregman and his wife, Reagan, they filed a suit against the San Antonio Resort for over $80,000, an $80,000 deposit reserved for their wedding, which was canceled due to the ongoing COVID-19 epidemic. When we booked the wedding, cases were lower. We hoped the pandemic was subsiding. However, as cases surged in Texas and across the country leading up to the wedding date, it was clear we had to make plans for a smaller ceremony with fewer guests. Well, the resort needs to do the right thing and return the money, Bruce Mallett, their business manager, said. The contract clearly states they have to give back the deposit if the wedding couldn't be held due to COVID-19. In addition to withholding $80,000, the Bregman suit says that the resort is demanding an additional $40,000 from the couple despite not hosting the event. La Cantera did not purchase food, flowers, or any other items for the wedding and had no significant out-of-pocket costs associated with the cancellation of the event per the suit. I don't know.
If all that information is accurate, I don't see how they... I would be interested to hear what their side of that is. That seems so outlandish. You know what? While we're at it, give us our other $40,000. What? Not even that was the thing.
So do you think now that Astros fans are going to turn on La Cantera, but Dodger fans are going to love...
Cheater, you deserve what you got from that nice resort. I've been there one time.
Yeah.
Really nice resort. I've been there to play golf there, too. Yeah. And ha-ha, they got you for $120,000. Which doesn't even make up for all the millions of people that you kicked out of baseball with your cheating.
John, do you want to sue a business? Namely, Raul. Did you see what he just tweeted out? He just tweeted out some brisket, Boudin, MacDillis. He's taking them somewhere, and he's not bringing them here. Do you want to sue Raul for assaulting your eyes?
It is eye assault.
Yeah, you're not. When you see them, you're going to be pissed.
Food eye assault?
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, like, when he comes here, does he bring that?
No, he doesn't.
No.
He brought bomb me, which is great.
No, yeah. We had it one time. He brought it here one time.
But not anymore.
No.
He's taking it.
Because he was got too reckless. Joking around.
He's
saying
getting too reckless
jokes.
Now.
You got too reckless.
Raul's getting a little reckless showing that.
You're screwing us up again.
Do you want to sue him? Like
no.
Local.
No.
Let me see.
Nobody does.
Local Houston.
Oh, I couldn't. Radio could
personality.
Local Houston
food
business.
Food assault. Food
local
eye assault.
Local Houston startup business and common man sued by a guy who sits in suites because he won't bring French fries and free food to him.
Look at this.
You're going to be the first to get your head lopped off on the.
I don't think he brought this to us. I don't remember it. I'm just disgusted with him right now.
Why? Okay. Well, if that food ends up here, don't eat any of it. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to eat it.
No.
I'm going to eat it.
Not if he doesn't let you out.
Oh, I'm going to eat it.
He's already a little pissed at you anyway for your reckless.
Yeah.
No.
Talking. Ask Dell. He talks so damn reckless on here. Well, when people don't bring you free stuff,
you
get mad at
him. You are reckless. That one place never came back after he goes, didn't bring any fries. They never came back.
Okay.
Oh, looks
bye.
Looks like he's got a whole tray of them that he could just bring here.
Sorry.
And what? He's, nothing.
Drive.
A-hole.
Oh, my God. Drive an hour and 20 minutes in the traffic in the morning.
Yeah.
But he won't bring John his free food. Tell you what, he'll bring it and you give him a 50 spot for the whole tray. Deal?
50 spot? Yeah. What's the
what? Oh, bring
what's
the
that?
Food. John's
what?
Got 50.
We'll talk about it. We'll negotiate.
We'll talk
got
about it.
That's the starting point?
Here's
okay,
what I
counter with 50
have
cents.
Have you done this? Have you
that's
driven,
not a real counter.
Have you driven to Atascocita and paid him right there on your Venmo for food that you actually purchased from him? Have you done that, man of the people? No.
No, because
you want them to bring it to you
nobody,
and do it for free.
Yeah, nobody travels.
Venmo.
Up there.
He's got. Do you have a
nobody
Venmo?
Nobody goes up there anymore.
Do you have a Venmo or a Cash App?
I do.
Well, we're good.
Yeah.
Raul, bring the food up here. John said he's got 50 on it.
No, you said. I countered with 50 cents. Now we'll see his counter.
That's not a real counter.
Hey, Rusty, you don't get to counter this.
Yeah, I made a counter offer. Let's see.
Do you make counter offers at Damaris?
Yeah.
When you're there,
yeah.
You counter.
Yeah, I actually do. Yanni, I'm not paying anything. How's that?
You get into back and forth about what you want for your Kalamata olives with Yanni.
And I want more Kalamata olives in my Greek. By the way, that Greek salad is the best Greek salad in the city, I think. I really do.
Well, shout out to Arul for all you do, despite what John says about
you. Yeah, shout out to Arul. We love you. You've done so much for our Christmas party.
I like him, too, when he's not being an a-hole, not bringing us food.
Raul comes to our Christmas parties, does it for free. We don't pay him a single penny.
Nope.
Right. He's out there doing that. And John's
now all of a sudden he's supposed to do it for money, not the love of food?
He's got a business. Okay.
Do you work for the love of radio?
I do.
Liar.
Oh, really? Del does.
Well, Del does.
Practically.
Del works for the love of paying some bills off.
I'm practically working for the love of radio.
Astros go tonight. We haven't talked about this for a while. Urquidy is on the mound. This is a big game already in the season. You're 6-6. I know it's not. I know it's not a big game in the season, but it kind of is.
Would be nice to turn it around and stop looking like.
Well, here's what
What did you call him? Hot bag of what? Yeah,
hot bag of Dookie. I think I was talking about somebody else, but I didn't say the Astros were.
You could describe the last homestand as hot bag of A.
Oh, you don't say ass anymore? That's the word you don't say?
I say A-hole. I got you.
This is the guy who made up a way to say the T word, but he won't say it. He changed the T word around so he can now say it on the air, but he won't say ass.
Which one is A?
What, the T word? Tis-nitties?
Yeah, that.
He asked you to say the B word. He asked you to play the B word every single day.
That's true. I don't
But he says, I've got to wipe my A with some TP whenever I'm going to make a number two.
That's right.
Okay, mister.
Yeah.
Well, he's into that new workbook he's doing. So now
trying
he's
trying to get himself right.
That's right.
Yeah, he's changing the way he says
getting
things.
Getting right with the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's right. I am.
They better late than never.
Does the QB from USC figure in?
Yes, possibly.
It's just too hard to pronounce his name.
Kadon or Kedon?
Kevon?
Kedon. It's Kadon or Kedon.
Slovis.
Slovis is the last.
Yeah, he figures in. Yes, he figures in.
Yes, he figures in.
A good size, a good player.
If he has a big year.
Yeah.
Malik Willis figures in. I guess Sam Howell does. I don't want Sam Howell.
JT Daniels.
JT Daniels. We'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, everyone comes up out of nowhere all the time.
Yep.
Malik Willis is going to be the guy. He's not a real big. He's not a real big quarterback. He can run. He's got a good arm. He needs to throw for any. He needs to be a little bit more prolific, I think, as a passer this year. But he's fun to watch. Did you watch him in a bowl game, too? Like Malik Willis, he had three touchdowns.
He was the whole team.
He didn't throw it great, but he like had three rushing touchdowns. He was the whole team.
Yeah.
Whole team.
Yeah.
No, but Urquidy goes today, and you're not probably going to score much over the next few games now that you have Yordan. And one of the five players who is out has COVID. The other ones are doing the whole, it's the protocol, the social distancing protocol. And so you have Bregman and Yordan and Altuve out. Those are the three you need to know about. And Maldonado. So while you have those guys out, you're going to have to probably win with pitching. Starting pitching, and then your relief pitching needs to be better too. We've kind of let relief pitching off the – we talked a lot about the starters. The relief pitching has not been great. Taylor, when guys have gotten on base, they're scoring. We know, obviously, Blake Taylor – you know, got roughed up. Joe Smith can't get anybody out, get anyone off the bases. So that's something that's going to have to change as well. So you may have to, if the Astros win, this may have to turn into some 4-2 matchups. 4-3, 3-1, 3-2. They may have to do even against that. Seattle.
No, they're going to hit up there. They're going to hit up there.
Who is?
The Astros are going to hit.
Toro?
Yeah, Toro.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I want you to do the interview Uncle with Mike? Him, and I don't want him to talk. I don't want him to say a word the whole interview.
Uncle Mike?
Yeah.
He should hit. Is Kyle Tucker going to get a better swing at the ball than he did in that last at-bat?
943 ESPN 97.5, 713-780. Lance's last segment. Wait for it. Wait for it at the end.
Wait for it.
713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. All right, Brian McTaggart put together what's going on this season, and you have to agree with this. Starting pitchers have got to go deeper into games, and it's not – listen, Pawpaw Dusty, he likes to pull guys – but he's going to have to have – I mean, he's going to kill that bullpen. He's just going to kill that bullpen if he keeps doing this. And he's got to let them go deeper, even if they're giving up a couple, three runs. I mean, a couple, three runs over six innings is a quality start. I mean, every time a guy gets in trouble in the fifth inning, you don't have to go yank him. He's going to have to.
How about Lance McCullers?
Well –
can you yank him?
Well, he's 88 pitches in the fourth, so that's a problem. I mean, yeah. How about throw more strikes? Let him hit the ball. I mean, Lance is such a – I don't want to say a picker. He likes to, you know, picks, you know, place the ball or whatever. But he's gotta let you come into guys and let him hit it. You got eight guys behind you, seven guys behind you. Let him hit the ball. That would be nice if, you know, put it in play, and if they hit it out, whatever the case may be. And the hitting has really got to step up. After hot starts, Yordan is 3-for-16, Bregman 2-for-17, Correa 3-for-16. Miles Straw has a 524 OPS. Yeah. Kyle Tucker, 751 OPS.
You didn't actually think Miles Straw was going to be a significant
He's an on-base guy. He at the start of the season, the first week, he was a 360 on-base guy.
Everybody was fine. Everybody was an on-base
guy
the first week.
Yeah.
Well, what is he now? Is he still an on-base guy?
No, but he showed that he could. He's got a good eye. He puts the ball in play.
He's a poor man's Bob Dernier. Yeah. Next, move on.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's what you got now. You know, okay, there's no more George Springer.
No, I'm fine.
You didn't pay.
It's understandable. I don't think he's locked in. I don't think you're locked into him being the guy the whole season.
Yeah.
I don't think that he hasn't necessarily earned a spot there. They'll tinker around with their lineup. This is really a great opportunity for one of these young players to maybe try to step up and catch Dusty's eye. While you have some of these veterans out, if you can have somebody step up and catch Dusty's eye, that could actually be a really good thing for the Astros. If somebody who's getting a chance they wouldn't normally get rises to the occasion, good. Maybe the Astros find someone like they found some pitching last year. We'll see how that happens. Urquidy really has to pitch well tonight, and he will. This is a lock, right? This is a lock tonight against – I mean, you're not scoring runs, and you got three of your best hitters out. Astros are a lock, right?
Yeah, Astros are, yeah.
No hitters, and you can't score runs. That's a lot.
Yeah. No Alvarez, no Bregman, no Altuve, no Maldonado, no Garcia. Yeah.
No Garcia?
Real well.
Who cares?
Well, I mean, there's a chance that he could. I mean, without Altuve and Bregman, you could use a Robel right now. He's the guy who made the team over Toro. So, I mean, they think he's better. I mean, you don't know.
Robel
might be a good player.
Maybe, but he's not in the lineup. That's what I mean. He's not even on the lineup.
Well, no. How are you gonna?
Somehow, why do I care if he's out?
He made the team for depth.
He could spit in the back of my daughter's hair, and I wouldn't. I might swing on him, but I wouldn't know I was swinging on Robel Garcia.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even know.
I'd be like, kick your ass too. He's a major league player.
Okay, let's see
if he swing on him.
Why are you putting
spit on your back of your daughter's head for? I mean,
well, I don't know if he were that kind of person. I don't think he's probably that kind of person. But I'm saying I wouldn't even know who he is. I'd say, like, who's
this guy?
You're
a bad person. You're saying Robel Garcia would spit on the back of your
daughter? My daughter?
But you don't even know him.
Did I defend my daughter? I'm a bad person?
Against.
That's weird. That's weird that you would say, you're defending your daughter. You're a bad person.
And you know what Robel Garcia is scared of? You swinging on him?
No, I said low kicks.
Low kicks?
I could kick him, yeah, in the leg.
What, you
like Muay Thai kicks.
You would be in a boot if you kicked somebody.
He'd be in the boot.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to put that on Robel Garcia because, like I said, I don't even know what he even looks like.
Yeah.
That's why I don't care if he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen him. Don't know what Robel Garcia does. Don't care that he's out. But I do know what Abraham Toro does. rounded a double plays.
Yeah.
Not get hits.
Yeah. So I'd rather have Robel Garcia.
I'd rather have the unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'd rather have the unknown.
The guy who actually made the team.
But Carlos is really going to have to step up here, and Yuli and Uncle Mike, I mean, they're the ones who are going to have to get the runs. It's not coming from the back end of the – it's not going to come 6-9. You're not getting runs there. That's not where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. This is going to be kind of like – you know what this is like? If you take the three best players off, it's like the 2006 Astros, only still a better hitting team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen, Detroit beat you with – none of those guys would still make the Astros lineup. I mean, and they beat your ass.
I mean, you take Altuve. Altuve's gone. And
Bregman.
Just think of the big three.
Alvarez.
Yordan, Bregman, and Altuve are all out. And this lineup's still better than the World Series Astros lineup in 2005.
Yeah.
Who do they have? Bagwell, Biggio, Berkman.
That's it.
And that Bagwell was beat to hell. That wasn't the same Jeff Bagwell anymore. Remember?
Yeah, but you had Brad Ausmus hitting home runs and beating the
Jason Castro, Brad Ausmus,
beating the Braves that one game.
Same guy, Chris.
From
Tennessee.
Yeah, Chris Burke.
Yeah, Chris Burke. Your Chris Burke now is Aledmys Díaz. Big deal. That's what I'm saying. This team is still better.
Aledmys is probably better.
Michael Brantley is probably a Berkman.
Yeah.
You've got Carlos Correa is probably Biggio. And then who else? Yuli is probably better than anybody else. I don't remember. And who
Bagwell?
Was the next? Oh, yeah. Yuli's better than Bagwell then. Bagwell was all beat up. What do you think Jeff Bagwell
did? Yeah, no. He was actually not a big part of that.
No, he wasn't.
No.
I do need to see who the 2005. I can't remember. It was such a great line. That was his last year of baseball.
Yeah. No, he was barely.
No, yeah. No.
He was not.
He had 123 plate appearances.
Yeah, no, he was hurt the whole year. And then he came in as a pinch hitter.
And that was a World Series year. So their lineup, just to remind you.
And you'll remember they got swept because they couldn't hit against.
How good is this lineup? Not in order. Brad Ausmus, Lance Berkman, Craig Biggio, Adam Everett, Morgan Ensberg. So Morgan Ensberg and Yuli, who you got? Now, that year, Morgan was good, remember? 36 home runs, 101 RBIs.
Oh, yeah.
But in the postseason, disaster.
He kept changing his stance every at-bat.
Yuli in the postseason last year, disaster.
Yeah, but he was good before that.
Chris Burke, Willie Taveras, Jason Lane. Oh, Willie Taveras had a 17-game hitting streak, I think, and they were all...
That's Miles Straw.
And they were all infield hits.
That's Miles Straw.
Then start bunting. Remember Willie Taveras with like ground ball to shortstop, and he beats it out.
Yeah.
He extends his hitting streak to 15 with another infield hit.
Yeah, he did. And he absolutely did.
Willie Taveras couldn't bust a great, but somehow had an incredible hitting streak.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this, Raul. The slander from John Granato just made it another month before I go back. You see that?
We told you.
We tried to warn you.
Running your mouth, and you see what happens?
Reckless.
You feel better now?
He's being reckless now.
No, you are.
Bro, dude, just bring it. Just text me. I'll come out and get the stuff. I'll bring it to Dell, and we'll just do it behind John's back. If he wants to be reckless about you and call you a-hole randomly for not bringing you food.
How are you going to put a quesadilla in front of me and John not see it?
No, you should absolutely let him see it.
Is he bringing fries next time? All right, when you come back, bring fries.
Does he? He doesn't do fries.
Just shut up about
it. Stop it.
Stop.
You're ruining things for the rest of us.
For everybody.
You're the guy in class who makes everyone do extra because you won't stop talking.
When you stop being lazy, bring fries.
Don't tweet him that.
I am right now.
Remember on...
he doesn't make fries.
Remember on...
Still stop on the way.
No. Don't delete that.
Wait
discard that draft.
You want him to make...
Discard that.
Your perfect lunch.
You know what?
You want him to bring his food and stop for fries?
Me and Dale loved it when food comes here.
I do.
This is like if we screwed your golf game up all the time.
What?
No, now all of a sudden you'd care. If we badmouthed some golf guy and he said, you know what? I'm not letting y'all play out here anymore.
Well,
all of a sudden, is that okay with you?
That's what you guys get.
Is that okay with you?
You two get a fresh one.
Is that okay with you? That's what you're doing to us.
It is what you're doing.
That's what you're doing to us.
Stop antagonizing.
You're being a C blocker here.
No, he's being a Dilla blocker.
An F blocker.
You're being a D blocker. Diaz.
Yeah, Dia.
You're being a D blocker.
Or Dilla, as we say in Texas.
Dilla blocker. Yeah, we probably need to just say Dilla. That's a D blocker.
Yeah. Don't say D blocker.
If we were screwing your stuff up.
I'm blocking D from you, too.
No,
okay.
I said Dilla. He said D blocker. Okay. He's talking reckless right now.
He is, too. I said F blocker, food blocker.
Stop. Either way.
Okay. I guess you got to go, Lance.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
Bye.
Whoa. It's Friday, too.
You got to go meet Raul out there for the food.
Oh, go get it. Go ahead. Drive out there. Nobody goes to Tesco seat anymore.
There.
It's too far.
Out there.
Tesco seat is too far.
That man is selling out on a regular basis.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
What are you doing? Have you sold out your barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
That man sells out on a daily basis.
I don't see people line up outside your house for Sugo.
Though? It's too far.
I don't see people lining up outside your place for Sugo. People line up for his
food. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. The people
line up,
line up for
How
Sugo.
How much can I pay you? How much? John Sugo's pretty good. Yeah. He just won't sell it because
he's scared.
He ain't
going to be reckless about Sugo.
No, I don't care about Sugo, but ain't nobody coming out for Sugo. They're going to be like, why are you putting boiled eggs in this? Get out of here. And then they say, but this smoked boudin mac and cheese, this is mine.
Now, that's something he hasn't brought.
Yes, he has, hasn't he?
And something apparently he won't bring.
I forgot.
He's brought it, but he won't anymore because you can't stop talking. Speaking of someone who can't stop talking.
I forgot.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
He's the one who's extending this thing.
That seems to be it for you.
Are we done with this segment?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, boom. You just dabbed on him.
No, this is my dab for Lance.
Bye, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.